Nice to see everybody. Excited to get started. You know, it's that period of however many weeks it were, I don't know the correct word. It was it's a long time. It's a dead time. So now the energy is back. We're ready to go. So we're excited about it, especially seeing Paul in a coat and tie. This kind of got me a little freaked out. Is that training camp attire? No? Okay. So with that being said, what do you got for me?
Players are due in by what time today? Are they all already here?
Well, we just did the conditioning test, so I would say they're probably all already here. Everybody's here. We're all good.
You were looking forward to the conditioning test. Did you see what you wanted? Did everybody pass today?
I was pleased with the conditioning test today. Did anybody fail it? No. Everybody did what they were supposed to do.
Everyone had a chance to be in good shape and meet their weight requirements that you put on the measures.
There were a couple of guys that were close, and that was because we put some tough weights on guys. And I think a little bit of it is trying to manage the four-week period that they're away. So I think that'll all stabilize. There's not anybody that I'm really concerned about from the weight standpoint.
How's Chance fitness-wise and weight-wise?
Chance looked good. Chance looked good. His weight was good. He was 1 pound within his weight, which when you're talking about 300-plus pounds, that's really not that significant. So he did fine in the conditioning test. I think he understands the sense of urgency of which he needs to prepare, and hopefully that'll show up as we proceed through training camp.
A lot of times when teams change coaches, it's because they've had a really, really bad season. This team went 7-9. You didn't make huge changes to the roster. You feel like you inherited a team that maybe is better than typically a new head coach would get?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined. You know, there's no reason to say we're this or that right now. We haven't even had a padded practice. I like the players that we have on this team. The only thing I can speak to that is when we came in here in the third game of the season last year when I was with San Diego and played this team, I thought it was a pretty good football team. So that impression has not changed from my vantage point. And really, the only thing that matters is what the players in this room feel like. And I think they're pretty confident that we can have a good season if we have a good camp.
In Arizona, you were able to change the culture there from a program, a franchise that had not been winning a lot, and got them to a Super Bowl. And now you're, I guess, trying to do the same thing here. How much of that do you feel like is already in place with what you did through OTAs and minicamps, and how much of it is still a work in progress starting right now?
Well, the only thing I'm worried about is getting our guys prepared. I think they worked hard in the OTAs and in mini camps that we had. I was very pleased with that. I felt like the chemistry with this group of men was something that was building on the positive side. But there's so much yet that we have to determine. We have to go through adversity. That's part of forging a team. So, like I said, I like the guys. I respect the amount of work that they put in. And if we can have a good camp, we're certainly excited about the season. Well, there's no question it's got to be tough. I mean, by today's standards, I don't really know how to quantify what tough is. I think one of the things I learned from Coach Cower, he had a great feel for the team, when to push and when to back off. And I'm not saying that's something that you can learn or know, but I just respected the way he did it, and I've tried to think about that at different times during camp. So we're going to push these guys. And I think one of the reasons that I'm so excited about this team is they want to be pushed, but there are times when you have to back it off.
Most successful teams in the league have some caliber of star, usually stars, plural. But most people look at your roster and say you guys are maybe lacking in that department. Does a star come first in order to have success, or do you have to have success in order to create a star? And how important is it that you have a couple guys that stand out to that level and kind of set a tone for everybody else?
Well, you know, that's a kind of a tricky answer, Paul, because when you classify a player as a star, you know, is that stat driven? Is that perception by somebody outside? I think if you watch a Tennessee Titans football game and you watch Darrell Casey or you watch Kendall Wright, you have a tremendous amount of respect for the way those guys play. And I'm just using those two guys as an example. Derek Morgan could obviously fit into that, as could Griffin and Pollard, and I could continue to name it. Now, you know, whether they're considered stars in fantasy stats or whether they're considered stars by all of these experts that are out there, I don't know. I consider them to be good football players. And I think the thing that we judge, or the way that I judge it, is the respect they have when you put that tape on. So I feel like we have a lot of those players on this football team, good football players. And, you know, maybe I guess the long answer to your question is maybe the star comes after you have success.
Can you reflect, I guess, about how training camp was as a player for you and maybe how it is in today's NFL?
Well, there's probably not a real perspective, Jim, because that was so long ago. But my first camp, there was 125 guys on the team, and we had 6 weeks of two-a-days every day in pads. So I'll never forget Mick Luckhurst, who was our kicker in Atlanta, stood up at the end of training camp, and I was just barely surviving at that time. And he said, "I know it's been a tough camp for all of us." And I just looked at him and I said, "Really? You've kicked balls the whole camp, hadn't been hit one time, and it's been a tough camp for you." So it's tough. You know, that was a little bit of a different era. And the one thing I'll say is, you know, it's really kind of funny because Tommy Smith and I were sitting in my office yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, when we were talking about the roster and we were talking about how things had changed, because he's been involved with this team for a number of years. And we were just talking about the way it's the difference in the CBA and the practices. And, you know, that's the way it is today. And I understand that. I think that there is a significant, because players have gotten bigger and faster, that you do have to protect them. So I think that the schedule that we have now is good, but it's definitely a lot easier, from my perspective, to get through a camp in today's way of doing things than it was all those years ago.
Ken, getting down to a 53-man, sometimes easy, sometimes predictable, sometimes a lot of difficult, you know, choices. How do you characterize what you're going to be doing getting it to your 53 this time?
Well, I'm hoping that it's going to be hard to get to 53. That, to me, is a sign of a team that you have a chance with. I know that when I first went into Arizona, it wasn't as hard to get to 53 as it was in 09 after we'd gone to the Super Bowl. So, you know, once again, it's probably premature to say a whole lot about that because we haven't had one practice in pads. And as this thing goes, there'll be guys that stand out that do well in practice and then fall on their face in the games. There'll be guys that don't look good in practice that light it up on a preseason game. So you have to balance all of that with where we're going to be at the end. So the only thing I can say about that is I'm hopeful that when we get to that point, it'll be a tough decision.
What kind of designation does the victory start off on? And Andy, have anybody else that maybe will not be ready at the start of camp?
The designation for LaVitri is the worst excuse for getting out of the running test I've ever seen. So, no, he's going to be NFI.
What's that do in terms of roster spot?
He's still active.
It doesn't give him any kind of benefit. Doesn't. What's the benefit of NFI versus PUP?
In case something comes up down the road that we're unaware of, if let's just say, you know, I don't want to jinx myself, but let's just say there's an infection and it causes you to miss more time than you originally anticipated, then when we get down to the roster decisions, you still have the option of being able to move him to a spot that doesn't count against the roster.
Do you have anybody else that will maybe not be ready to go at the beginning?
Yeah, Marcus Dixon will be a PUP starting out. I think everybody, you know, very similar from the designation standpoint, but both still count active against the 90-man.
Is that a calf?
Yes.
And does that mean Sean Green is on the field tomorrow and fine?
Yes.
How does he,
unless he gets sick tonight or unless he has an appendix that he has to take care of.
You expect him to, I mean, hit the ground running? Does he have some catching up to do after missing the offseason?
You know, I could be smart and say, yeah, we expect a running back to hit the ground running. But he will practice. We're going to be careful with his weights because even though his knee is good, there's no swelling, we feel like he can participate. We don't want to put him in a situation where we get a nagging injury with it going forward. So, and from a standpoint, what I'm talking about is swelling or, you know, things where you have to manage. So he'll practice tomorrow, and we'll space out his reps just to make sure we get him in shape.
So first time you'll have him and Sankey and McCluster and your whole running back group together, what's kind of your view of how that committee will collectively fare?
we're going to have to see how those things all fit into place. You know, we get a chance to see Dexter in preseason games, even in some of our periods, run the football, which from the backfield, especially in our sub stuff as a third down back, that's going to factor into it. Leon Washington, I know a lot more about Leon, and so his reps probably won't be as many because he knows what he's doing. Bishop, we got to find out about him. We got to see what areas that he can contribute, where he can have input. We know a little bit more about Sean. The big thing about him is just being healthy. So I think those roles are yet to be determined. I mean, I think that we'll have a clear vision of how we're going to use these guys once we get a chance to see them through camp.
You talk about 2 days, 6 weeks, pads. Can't do that now, NFL rules. How much does that hamper a team like yours who haven't been in pads yet? Is it enough time?
Yeah, it's enough time. There's no question. I mean, essentially, we'll have padded practices every day. You know, we're just having one-a-day practices. So with that and the preseason games, you get an opportunity to get prepared.
Do you need Jake to take all the reps with the first team during camp, or will you get Whitehurst in there from time to time?
Yeah, Charlie will get some reps in there. I mean, we got to get Jake reps. We got to get Charlie reps. We got to get 2 other quarterbacks reps. That's one of the concerns going in is getting everybody enough reps. So one of the things that these players have to understand is you got to make them count when you're in there.
With a new offense for Jake to, you know, get 95% of those snaps with the first team, or is it any more important this year than it will be, say, in future years if he's still your guy?
We have a plan. We have a plan of how we're going to designate the reps, make sure that we feel comfortable with how many Jake's getting, Charlie's getting, and all of them.
Who steps in for Andy while he's out, Ken? Is it you're going to rotate guys, or do you have one or two guys in
line? Yeah, I think, well, you know, we worked with Taylor a little bit at guard. Some in the last part of OTAs, and Chris Spencer has also played in there. So, you know, we'll rotate a couple of guys through there. I don't want to put too much stress on. I mean, I still want Taylor, obviously, to get his reps at tackle. So we'll just have a rotation to do that.
No, it's a ways away, but is your philosophy as a first-year guy with new people to be largely vanilla in the preseason so you can have a big unveiling in the regular season, or are there certain stuff that you have to do in game situations to find out about it, even at the risk of kind of revealing a little bit about who you'll be?
You know, that's a tough. I'm still kind of up in the air, honestly, on that, Paul. I'll probably have a better sense before we play our first game, but Dick LeBeau in Pittsburgh used to run everything all preseason, and still couldn't stop it even in season. So, you know, you'd like to think that way offensively. I know Ray's going to throw a lot at him in preseason, but we'll see. I mean, I think there's some things that we won't show just because you feel pretty good about them. But at some point, people are going to see it on tape. So at that point, you know, it really comes down to being able to execute it.
Can you talk to Zach, I guess, since the incident there at the bar? It doesn't sound like he did anything wrong, but I assume do you still talk to him and Taylor about right place, right time, that kind of thing? Or?
Well, you know, once again, I hate to go back to talking with Tommy yesterday, but I think one of the things when I got hired and then when we're talking is that it's important how our players represent our team in this community. One of the things that I was most fired up about coming here was this community. So, yes, I did talk to Zach. I did talk to Taylor. Even though Zach did nothing wrong, you know, you've got to be careful about those situations that you're in. The one thing I'll applaud Zach on is that he did not respond, which is tough, especially when you're 23 years old and you have a lot of testosterone running through your body. But you know what? You got to represent us, our team, the right way, because when we have success, we want our fans to be fired up about our players. So that's important, and it's tough. You got to understand and be aware of your settings. So that's one of the things that we'll talk about as a team today because it's so important.
Did you find any irony in the fact that they chose a bar named Losers?
I didn't until you just said that.
Winners is next door, yeah.
Well, so maybe he won't go in either one of them again.
On that same
same.
Then I'd be the winner.
Well, that same subject. I mean, this team hasn't won a playoff game since 2003, hasn't been a playoff since 2008. Do you have to change the mindset maybe moving forward, or has that already kind of started?
Well, I hope it's already started. I hope that they've seen enough of how we operate as a staff and how our systems work that they feel like we can win it. I think if you ask our players, they would tell you that. One of the things I like about this group, we have a lot of good leadership, a lot of good young leadership. We've got some guys like Wesley Woodyard that played with a playoff football team that was one of the best in the league last year, and they bring a lot to the table from the leadership perspective that way. And Bernard Pollard is another one that's been on successful teams. And, you know, Michael Ruse has been around here when they've had success. So I think you're excited. Everybody's excited at this time of year because we're all even. But, you know, the way our players worked in the offseason, I think gives them confidence that we have a chance, especially because of what you guys mentioned earlier. We were close in so many games last year. So, you know, I really believe that our players feel that way, and that's an important piece of it.
No years. On the one more on Mettenberger, can you dispel any rumors that he suffered any kind of a hand injury during he's fine and ready to go?
Yeah. No hand injury that I'm aware of. And from shaking his hand or from all that interaction.
Knowing all your assistant coaches are going to have different personalities to a degree, is there some commonality you want them to have in the way they interact with guys and the way they coach, or you know, they have leeway to be who they are and approach it how they see fit?
I want them to be good teachers and set the right environment for our players from a learning aspect. And that goes into the process of hiring these guys. Mr. Smith gave me the opportunity to hire some good coaches, and there were some good coaches that were already on this staff. So, you know, we've got a small set of working together, and I've been very impressed with that.
What did you learn about your team this summer that you're anxious to figure out in the next 2-3 weeks?
You know, situational football is what the NFL's come down to, 2-minute, third downs, you know, being able to win in the red zone. Those are all things that you have to execute and do well, but we've done it in shorts. We got to do it in pads. And then, of course, we got to get in game situations. You know, we have the 40-second clock that runs out here when we're practicing, but it's a lot different when you get into a game and those things are happening quicker and how they handle the stress. So the personality of our team, we got to find out about that. You know, I think we've got, like I said just a minute ago, I think we've got a good group of leaders, and that's going to help with that. But, you know, the next big thing for us is putting the pads on and seeing how we can grow from that.
You've got a lot of starting positions, I guess, to sort out. Quarterback, kicker, some spots along the front seven. How far into camp and preseason do you want to go before you make those decisions? You hoping somebody will distinguish themselves pretty quickly, or do you let it go right to the wire?
You know, I'm comfortable with the competition. I think the guys that are competing for the spots are good players. So however it shakes out is going to work for us. And I think competition brings out the best in guys. So whoever doesn't get it is going to be ready to play if they have to, because they've prepared for 2 or 3 weeks, fought for the starting spot. So I'm not concerned about that. I think that, you know, we'll have a sense as we go through camp.
You mentioned conversations with Tommy, I guess, a couple of times. Did Tommy lay out any expectations for this team, for this putting pressure on you right out of the gate?
Actually, he was very good about support. You know, I think it means a lot that he would take the time to come in and to come into my office and sit down and talk. You know, that's this time of year with a lot of things going on. But he's very supportive, and that's an important piece of this puzzle. And I think he has realistic expectations. But, you know, I think what I said before is I think the most important thing is that he wants this team to represent our community the right way.
Do you know how much time he plans to spend in Nashville as opposed to Mr. Adams?
You know, I first of all, I'm sorry, but I don't have any basis for Mr. Adams and what he was here. You know, I've seen Tommy here a number of times already, and Tommy and I talk at least a couple of times a week. So, you know, I anticipate we'll see him quite a bit.
You mentioned the support and the patience from Tommy. Do you sense that same support and patience as the process moves along from the fan base?
Probably not. That's the NFL. You know, everybody expects you to win. But understand this, we want to win. This is not about rebuilding a team or being patient. This is about winning. You know, our goal is to get a home playoff game because that's an important piece of it for our fans. So, I mean, I hope so. I hope they understand the process of this, but by no means do we feel like it's a process that we're asking for patience.
What went into your conditioning test? I don't know if that's a secret or not. Is it the same test that you've taken as every team you've been a head coach for?
Well, the only other team I've been a head coach for, but this is a test I've done as a player. This is a test we've done at a number of different teams. It's a 300-yard shuttle. It's just a pretty good test of conditioning. Do 6 25-yard sprint and turns. So, you know, and you have a time to do it, and then you have a time to rest, and you have to do a second one. So by the time you get to about 250 yards of the second one, it's that piano drops on your back and makes it tough. But our guys did a nice job.
Your first five or six options in the receiving as targets are all seem kind of distinct, not that similar. How much do you like having that smorgasbord? And how much, if one guy goes down, the backup isn't necessarily give you the same quality?
Well, it's become, you know, good. I like the question, Paul, from the standpoint of it's become a matchup game. And you're trying to create those mismatches. So we have a number of guys that we feel can do that. And I'm hopeful that we'll get some guys that step up during camp in those backup roles that we have confidence can do that. But when you get to the season, it's more about week to week what their roles are. And if we don't have somebody, then we're gonna lean more heavily on some of the other guys that we know what they can do. And but, you know, I'll give you the perfect example. Wide receiver that we had in San Diego last year, Tutu, wasn't even on our team at the start of the season. And then we're playing Kansas City in a critical game late in the year. And on the last play of the game in a two-minute situation as an X, he catches the touchdown pass. You know, you never would have expected that to win the game. But that's what this league's all about. You know, he came in, he showed up, he earned more trust from the quarterback, and he made a play for us.
So. Have you seen sophomores during your time in Arizona, second-year guys, more often make a jump or more often hit some kind of a slump? And how does that factor in for Chance and for Justin? Everybody seems to presume they'll both be significantly better, but it doesn't always go that way for second-year guys.
Everybody's a little different, Paul. And I think maybe some of it is a basis off of what they did their first year. You know, if you have a guy that played lights out his first year, like Ben did for us in Pittsburgh, he followed that up pretty good with the Super Bowl win his second year. So you know, you don't ever know. I like what I've seen out of Justin and Chance. They're both talented young players. And I hope that we have the leadership and we have the environment that's going to put pressure on them to make that jump.
You mentioned wanting to find the personality of your team. In your mind, what do you want the personality of this football team to be?
Tough, smart football team that can win games at the end or in tight situations when you need to.
Thank you.